Welcome back to No Filter Podcast. I'm Brittany and I'm here with Antoine.
Yes, it's been quite a while.
This actually hasn't been as long. It's been about the same time it's been the last time, like once a month.
So it should be quicker. I mean, we would have honestly, this probably would have been our second one in a week, but we ran into some complications last week.
We almost died, okay? I had a sinus infection and the flu.
And then, like, I caught the sinus infection and whatever she had. And we were both scared as fuck because it was, like, COVID. Mm-hmm. And then me, even before this, like, last Monday, I was in the hospital for about 6 hours. It was, like, it was weird as fuck because it was, like, I had this weird feeling most of the day, like, a weird headache and backache. Then I got home and I did have a fever. It ended up being, like, 103. No, I mean, not 103, 100.3. And, like, it was just weird. So I was calling my doctor and shit, seeing what the hell to do. My doctor was somehow worried. She was more worried about meningitis than COVID because I didn't have. She said, you got a fever, but you got a backache and a headache and a neck ache, but you have no cough or no stuffy nose or nothing. You know, none of those things, but you got that little fever. She's like, yeah, tell them you need to get checked for meningitis. I'm like, but shit, I got to do that. Anyway, long story short, I got to the hospital. They checked my temperature twice. Two different ways, it was 98.5. I'm like, so where did the fever go? But and then like just my neck and my back hurt. It come to find out, like, I was dehydrated, which caused back and muscle spasms. And I was they couldn't even they did a whole bunch of blood tests and all that shit. They couldn't even draw blood, like, because the blood wasn't coming out. I got poked 4 or 5 different spots. Plus, I had to get an IV. Luckily, they didn't have to check me for meningitis. Like, they had to do, like, move my neck and back and legs around to see how they move. She's like, yeah, if we would have tested you for meningitis, like, you wouldn't be able to move your neck and your back that easy. Mm. And then she, like, then after we would have did that, we would have stick about a 6 foot, not a 6 foot, about a six inch needle in your back. I was like, oh. So as soon as she did that, I hopped my ass up. I was like, no, I'm good. Like, I literally, like, no, I'm good. Moving my back. She said, yeah. So I just had to get the fucking IV. Got a lot of weird ass pain medicine through IV. Never got an IV before. That shit was, like, cold. Like, I was cold. Like, shaking. Mm-hmm. It was weird. But I was in there for about almost six hours just getting hydrated and taking painkillers and shit. And then, like, a day or two later, I end up getting what you had. That was scary as fuck, too, because now it's like, and then it's like, they won't test you for COVID unless you have did. So.
Yeah, they wouldn't test me for COVID either. Like, because of the symptoms I had, like, I didn't have a fever. So, like, that's, like, the number one thing. So, it's like, you know, you can go to, you know, CVS or Walgreens and get one done, but of course they didn't have any slots left
for weeks, like 2 or 3 weeks.
So I don't know, like, I was literally down from Saturday to Saturday. Like, I literally was in the bed from Saturday to Saturday. But my only issue was, like, the stuffy nose. I couldn't smell or taste. That was, like, the issue that I was having, that I thought it was COVID. But again, it's sinus infection, so
And it was, like, the weirdest, strongest sinus infection I ever fucking had. Like, it was to the point, at certain times, like, I couldn't move.
Yeah. That's what I said. I couldn't move either. That's why I felt like I was just, like, laying in bed and it just, like...
And, like, felt like you got hit by a bus, like, and punched in the face. It was crazy. But then, like, they did end up giving us, like, antibiotics. And I was on antibiotics and muscle relaxers, so I was, like, I was through. But, like, after but a day of the antibiotics, like, we started feeling better. Like, so I was like, okay, so that madness feel like, okay, it's not COVID. Because if it was, we would have been through pretty much.
Yeah. But we're okay now, so.
Not really. I still.
Well, I'm okay now.
I can't fucking taste. I can taste a little bit, but I can't smell nothing. So I'm, like, a couple of days out from that. But other than that, everything is fucking perfect.
So today I wanted to talk about a couple things. First
what?
You know, real quick before we start anything, just wanted to state this small fact
about
the cops that killed Breonna Taylor are still out and about living a life.
Yeah, that's the one. Was cool. On Myrtle Beach or Miami or something?
Yeah, one of them motherfuckers. But yes, I am not letting this go. Just want to let y'all know that. Because it's fucked up.
Nobody is.
Hopefully, you know, she gets her justice soon. But we'll keep reminding you, as y'all can see.
The only thing I don't like is people still making, like, you still got the people making an excuse as well. Well, she shouldn't have, you know, been with that.
I don't even want to talk about that because
person or been with that. But it was like they were looking for somebody that she didn't communicate with for like almost 2.5-3 years. So whoever was doing a work on the person wasn't doing a damn good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just so many twists and turns to that story. It's so many fucked up situations to that story. Like how the cops lied on a police report. All type of shit. But we all know it was fucked up, so. I thought you was gonna bring up that one dude, that so called producer dude. But anyways, I don't even wanna say his name. Give him the clout. That producer dude that said some shit, some white producer dude, I don't know. Anyways.
Then you see the what's her name? The chick that killed the cop. She was the cop that walked in the dude's apartment. Thought it was hers and killed him.
From Dallas, yeah. What about that?
Yeah, she's asking for her charges to be basically dropped.
The one everybody was coddling.
Yeah, basically she wanted to be acquitted. Her charges acquitted. After basically sentence suspended.
How much you want to bet she gonna get that? But anyways, I want to talk about double standards today. Now, the reason I want to talk about this is, one, because Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion had a new song come out. You heard the song, right?
Yeah.
What you think about it?
It's fucking disgusting.
I like it.
No, I mean, I like it.
I
don't
want to say I like it,
but it was disgusting.
Like, I liked it.
I liked it because...
I just wanted it to go a little more, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it was, even the beat was just like real, like, you know, I wanted to be like something, I'd be like, hey! You know?
Yeah, well, I forgot what song they sampled, but it was one of those old beats.
Yeah, but that song, they slowed it down though. That song that they sampled, the Hoes in This House song, that song was faster back in the day than the song it was. But
I mean, I have a problem with it.
Yeah, it's cool. I like the video way more than the actual song. Even though.
Yeah, I did too.
Even though they chose to put, there might have, may or may not have been some demons in that video. I don't know. Maybe.
What do you mean demons?
You know. There may or may not have been some blonde hair, blue eyed devils in there that I just was not looking forward to seeing.
It wasn't no blonde. I mean, no, it wasn't a problem with her being in the video. It was just, it was awkward. Like, you didn't have to stop the video and have her walk down the hallway.
But you know what?
She could have been in the video, but you didn't have to, like, prioritize her just randomly during the middle of the video.
I liked that they had a lot of the female artists in there. Like a lot of female.
Yes.
I was so happy to see Sookie Hanna. Now listen, I did not know Sookie Hanna was a real person at first.
What do you mean you didn't know she was a real person?
Because, and if y'all don't know who that is, Google Sookie Hanna. And when this is how come I did not know that she was a real person, because when I Googled it, the little skit that I showed you came up. Well, I don't even know if it was a skit from the video. Bitch, I need some Henny and a Plan B. No, just Google, bitch, I need some Henny and a Plan B. And this little skit of them in the drugstore gonna come up. Them in the CVS literally shaking ass in the CVS getting a Plan B pill at the pharmacy. shaking their ass saying, bitch, I need some Henny and Plan B.
I believe they had some bottle of Hennessy.
They did. They had a bottle of Hennessy. It was just like so ratchet. But once that was just a little piece of it that you see. But when you see the video, I actually like the video. And I actually like the song. But that's how I found out who she was. And somebody told me, oh yeah, she's on Love & Hip Hop. So I like, you know, started following her on Instagram and everything. I really like her. She reminds me of like Trina back in the day. Because, like, you know, I like Trina or whatever. But she reminds me of like a new age Trina. So, but anyway, she was in the video. I like the whole video.
But what about, I don't like, it's people coming out talking about how, like somebody said, like it set women back 100 years,
oh, yeah.
Or this is what feminists
okay, so that's
for is that, you know.
That's what I want to talk about, like the double standard part of it. Like, one, because everybody is just, first of all, I seen people, actually I took some screenshots. I seen people on Facebook today like, that song is so degrading and... One, I don't like it because the song is not good. Which, okay, I can kind of agree with that.
It is decent, though, because if you...
It's okay.
No, you gotta look at it from a standpoint. Look at Cardi B, like, how the way her voice control and how the way, she kind of rhymes some words and how the way she control her voice and, like, she made the song. Like, she actually had good voice control and how the way she was talking went with...
I'm not getting that deep into it, but I mean, like I said, the beat and, you know, I wanted it to be a little bit more hype than what it was, but I just like both of them. And then I actually liked Megan better than Cardi in this song, just the fast rapping and, you know, I really like that. But, yeah, people was like making it like, oh, I literally seen somebody on Facebook today say they didn't like the song because it's not a good song and because their daughter listens to it and knows the words, or listens to every song and know all the words or something. I'm like,
first of
all,
what
the fuck that got to do with? The fuck that got to do with anything?
Yeah, first of all, your daughter shouldn't be listening to the music. Like we got daughters, and it's like, I could be in the kitchen cooking or cleaning up, or I could be listening to a podcast, listening to some music, and the house big enough to where they'd be upstairs and don't hear it. But if they come down here and ask for something, like, my daughter, she's like, daddy, that has bad words and you need to turn that off.
Yeah, like, they know.
This, like, we don't want to listen to that, and you don't need to hear that. Like, my daughter cuts me out.
And as much as it kills me, I gotta fucking listen to fucking Disney fucking albums in the car, fucking kids bop, like... The most I probably let them get away with, maybe some Ariana Grande, Beyonce. Oh, I'm so fucking tired of JoJo fucking Siwa.
Yeah, some Rihanna and stuff is like...
Yeah, some Rihanna, like just certain songs where, you know, it got a bop to it, but like, I'm definitely not about to listen to fucking...
Yeah, like my song...
That song in the car with the kids. Yeah. I don't even listen to Back That Ass Up in the Car with the Kids. Like, I don't listen to certain songs...
Yeah, our kids don't know who the fuck Cardi B or Meg Thee Stallion is.
Trinity might. Not Meg Thee Stallion. She might know who Cardi B is.
Yeah, and it's like, the only reason my kid they know some songs is because some of the movies they watch, like, they know that Bruno Mars song because it's Hotel Transylvania.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, like, some of the songs that's on the
Well, they like Bruno Mars, though. They right. say he look like Michael Jackson.
But yeah, like if y'all talking about, you know, they role models and kids don't need to be listening to stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, you all need to do a better job at parenting.
Yeah, right? That's how I'm like, what the fuck? It's not these women's job. Like, that's how they are. None of this song that they came out with, I completely expected it to be what it is.
Right, it's not for kids.
It's Megan the fucking Stallion. And Cardi fucking B.
And
what else would you expect from them? A fucking love song? Like,
one thing though, Meg Thee Stallion is a horrible name choice.
I know, a stallion is a man horse. We know.
And especially for her being like as big as she is, it's like that just.
But that's probably why she called herself a stallion. But
I don't know. Like,
yeah, like, I don't know. That was, like, one of the things I hated about, like, you know, the feedback. And the fact that nobody says anything about positive. Men who do the same thing. That's why I said the double standards.
Like, here go, you about to read off a list of lyrics. from dude rappers and stuff, but people were talking about how bad they lyrics are.
Yeah. I don't even have to read off anything. I already know that shit, fucking Boosie just came out with a song not too long ago. Show your titties on live, I give you a thousand. What the yeah. Nobody said nothing about that. Everybody love that. Oh no, what, show your pussy lips on live, I give you a thousand. Like yeah. That was the song. So it's like nobody had anything to say about that. Nobody had anything. Men do it all the time.
Yeah, and that was a hook. It wasn't even a song. It was like it blew up as a, like a meme. Mm-hmm. It blew up as a meme because he said it on live. He said it on live and he made it into a song.
But that's what I'm saying. Like nobody had a thing to say about that. Like, and men, like I said, men do it all the time. Men always talk about how women do this, women do that. They suck and slob. And fucking the nastiest lyric I've ever heard from Webby. Slob all over my balls, she licking them through my drawers. Like, come on. And everybody's upset because they're talking about their vaginas and what they want to do with them on their terms.
Yeah, and like it's a lot of songs that had questionable lyrics. Like I, this was the weirdest lyric. I love Biggie, but I hated this lyric. He said, "She looks so good, I suck on your daddy's dick." I was like, "Well, what the fuck is he talking about?" Like, it was just like, that was a real questionable lyric. Like, what the fuck?
Anyways, yes, but like I said, like, people say, like, men do it all the time, but all of a sudden when women do it, it's, oh, it's degrading, and why do women have to be role models but men don't? That's like a double standard. Why is it unclassy for women to do it, but when men do it, it's the shit, you know? Like, or everybody, hey, you know, show your pussy lips. Like, he's actually degrading a woman by saying that. Show your pussy lips on live, I'll give you a thousand. But if a woman was to say that in a song, I show my pussy lips on live, you give me a thousand. People, oh, she's being so degrading here. So she has no self-respect. You know, like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm, bro.
Like, I'm just saying, like, that's a double standard. And even, like, and honestly, I've been being hit with, like, little things that, because I've been thinking about double standards for a while. And even me and one of my friends was talking about this the other day. We was talking about The Chi and how people were saying that Reg's character, the guy who played Reg, left the show because his storyline was supposed to be the new brother storyline. And how basically on the show it's a guy that's dating a transgender woman on the show, and they're saying that one of the characters left the show because he didn't want to be he didn't want that to be his storyline. He didn't want to be kissing on a transgender woman because it's a real transgender woman on the show. So he left the show because he didn't want that storyline. And that's allegedly, because that's just what everybody's saying. I don't know if that's the real reason why he left, but a lot of people are saying that's why he did. And I feel like that's a double standard because it's like men are, when it comes to anything gay or, can you put your phone down?
I'm listening to you.
When it comes to anything to do with being gay, or when it comes to anything to do with, like, being soft or anything like that, men, like, they don't want to do it. But, okay, that's like, okay, now I'm trying to put this in.
Yeah, because I don't get what you're trying to say.
Okay, so, like, if I had sex with a woman, cheated on you with a woman, you know, a lot of people would think that it would be a lot easier for you to forgive me if you cheated on me with a man. You get what I'm saying?
What?
Okay.
You said that backwards as hell.
No. People would think, I would think, that it would be easier for you to forgive me because I cheated on you with a woman. Then if, okay, so basically if I turned out to be gay, you would probably still date me, right? But if you turned out to be gay, most women would be like, oh, fuck no. He's gay. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, I get what you're saying.
I'm sorry. I was trying to figure out how
to... I was confused. I'm like, you tripping.
Like, you see what I'm saying, though?
Like on the episode of Insecure. When Miley found out her... dude she was dating had, like, a gay experience. And he realized he wasn't gay after having that experience.
Yeah, and it was years before that.
That, like, completely turned her off to the dude. And it was, like, years before. Like, he said he thought he could have been, and he tried it, and it wasn't.
But I feel like we discussed this before, why being gay is so, like such a bad thing for men, especially if they're black, than for women. That's like another double standard thing. Like,
yeah, it's a double standard.
When women do it, it's like, ooh, it's sexy. Oh, she did it. You're lucky. Your girlfriend's gay.
Black culture is a little bit deeper than that.
Well, yeah, I know. We talked about that. But I'm just saying.
But, I mean, I'd be pissed either way. Like, if you cheated on me with a man or a woman, I'd be like, what the fuck?
But, okay, so if I told you, or, okay, let's say if your sister was dating a guy and she found out, and the whole family found out that the guy was gay before, would you be mad if she still dated him?
Why would I be mad?
I mean, not mad, but like, would you feel some type of way?
It'd be hella jokes, but I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah.
It'd be hella jokes.
And even my friend asked me, like, what would you do if you found out your husband was like fucking around with me?
What the fuck?
See, look, you didn't say that when I said that about me.
Yes, I did. I said I would be.
You said you would be mad, but you didn't say, what the fuck? If I said, what if you found out I cheated on you with a woman? You
I'd was be like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? You said, you mean to tell me?
But no,
you mean to tell me I could have been getting this the whole time? No, I'm just fucking with you, man.
This is what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to be serious and you trying to crack jokes. But I'm serious. Like, honestly, when she asked me, I was like, I don't know. Like, I really don't know. Like, that would, if only reason for me, it would scare me because it's like, okay, you fucking these people, men and women or whoever, it's like, you put me more at risk because you fucking with men. But I would have a lot of questions. And honestly, like, in Molly's situation where she didn't want to date the dude no more because he said he tried it in college.
And it was like, they're like in their 30s.
That's like right now, if you told me that, oh, I tried, you know, I had a gay experience in college, I'd be like, okay. I would just leave it alone. I wouldn't tell nobody either. Because I know a lot of people be like, oh, what? You know, like, you see how it is with men. Like, why do you think that is? Like, why do you think, well, we know. But still, it's like,
I don't know, man. I mean, I can't really explain it. I don't know.
And even when we was watching T.I. and Tiny, remember how he was acting when...
But it was different, though. He was acting different with his son.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, if that shit had happened, not even if that shit had happened, the way he, even on the show, he was talking about how he'd go to the doctor with his daughter, who is older than his son, but was sitting there talking about his son gonna be a baby daddy. But, like, just think, if somebody was like, oh, well, your daughter gonna be a baby mom, he would be pissed if somebody said that.
Yeah.
Like, do you feel like that? Like, with our kids, like...
I mean, I'm gonna hold my... Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna be to the extent as T.I., but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, but I wouldn't be to that extent. Like, I'm not gonna promote, oh, well, you know, boys gonna be boys, they're gonna be out there... You know what I'm saying? And then just shelter
boys will be boys.
And then just shelter your daughter from everything in the world. I mean, if you got kids going out there anyway, you got to make sure, boy or girl, that they prepare for the world.
You know what's fucked up? Like, I had a friend like that. And me and my friends always talk about how it was fucked up because the year we went to prom... I remember her parents, we had all, like, got a hotel or whatever, and we was gonna like kick it at the hotel and then go to Cedar Point the next day.
Oh yeah.
I remember she was not allowed to stay at night at the hotel, and then her parents was trying to come with us to Cedar Point. You know, Cedar Point, everybody just got their way up there, kicked it or whatever. Like, her parents was trying to come with us to Cedar Point. And we was like, no. Like, our parents ain't coming. Why your parents gotta come? Right. And she's like, well, they're not gonna be with us. They're just gonna be, you know, they'll be walking around the park.
They'll just be in the park.
But, boom, get this. Her brother, when he went to prom, they got her brother a hotel room and gave him condoms. With his girlfriend. Because he had a girlfriend, but I feel like even if she had a stable relationship, I mean, his girlfriend, him and his girlfriend have been together for a while. But I feel like,
high school though.
Right. But I feel like if it had came down to if she had a boyfriend, they still wouldn't allow it. And I just like, I always thought that was fucked up.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I remember when I said something to her, I'm like, you don't think that's fucked up? And she sat there, she was like, I never even thought about it like that. I'm like, yeah, because her brother was so much younger. He was like four or five years younger than her. But
so by the time it came around,
we didn't just even like, think about it. Like, hold it. Like, we didn't think about it. But I always thought about that. Like, damn, like, that's fucked up.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm a little well.
So, I just, I've been thinking about that whole double standards thing, like just men and women, how everybody want women to be like these saints and act like.
I mean, it's hard because even us, like with our kids, like I'm trying to get away from like old taboo standards and try to be more. I don't want to say progressive, but I want to see like more understanding and just preparing them, like don't shelter your kids, prepare them for what they about to experience. Like, you just can't say like, no, you can't do this because you're a girl, or this is okay because you're
important.
Like, no, you gotta prepare your kids, like. And even now, like, I, like, it's gonna be difficult, especially with our girls, because it's like they grew up so different than us. It's like they in a privileged mindset state, like they're in a privileged state. Like, our kids really don't have to worry or think about nothing. Like, a certain stuff they think is like guaranteed.
Yeah.
And it's like, I want to be a little bit harder, but like it don't work that way.
That's what I always try to figure out, like, how are we gonna introduce this world to them? Like, cause they think everything is peaches and cream. Even the other day when it was outside, we seen this group of boys standing outside of like teenage boys. It was like white and it was a couple black of them. They had like skateboards and shit. They was standing over there. My one daughter rides past London. She ride past me on her bike. Hi, neighbors! I was like, and they all looked up and was like, oh, hi. You know, like, they was nice, but it was just like,
girl.
Like, just like, she just, I don't know, they just think everything is just like so sweet and, you know, which is cool, but it's like, as most kids do, most kids don't even, you know, but it's like, some kids do, like, it's some kids their age who know who Nicki Minaj is, who, you know, do know words, certain songs, and, you know, certain things like that, where our kids don't even know what that is, or certain shows where it's like, they know what love and hip hop. Like, it's kids at the daycare when they used to go to daycare that knew what love and hip hop was. And she's like, what's love and hip hop? And I'm like, why the fuck you want to know that? Like, yeah, you know, like,
girl, I know this one.
But I don't know. Like, we always talk about that. But like, when I was growing up, I used to watch shit. I remember I used to watch fucking Set It Off and Friday when I was like 9 years old. So, well,
that, and then again, though, that was different because we knew we wasn't supposed to do it, but then it's like we knew what was real and what was not. And then it was like our parents didn't have the luxury to be with us all the time.
Yeah. Well, I remember a couple times I watched Set It Off with my mom.
Yeah, and my dad, I mean, I watched a lot of stuff with my dad that I shouldn't have watched. Mm-hmm. But that's, and listened to a lot of stuff and been around, but it was like, that taught me, like, because I knew what was
what was acceptable and what wasn't. Like, that's the one thing that, yeah, my dad let me get away with a lot of shit, and I watched a lot of shit that I shouldn't have watched, but I knew.
Friday. Like,
well, yeah, I knew what I was knew acceptable.
I knew the words of Friday by the time I was fucking 11.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I was proud, you know, when my son wanted to watch Friday with me. But that's under different circumstances, you know. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, but he's old enough to. So.
No, that was a couple of years ago. He was like, no, he was like 11.
He was like 11.
Like 11. But he knew.
I don't know. I think it just depends on like how the parenting is. But like, I still wonder how like I'm gonna introduce certain things to them. Like the kids, they don't know nothing about social media. I mean, Trinity asked about Facebook or something, I feel like, but she didn't ask me. She asked me, what is Facebook? She didn't ask me, can she have one or anything?
No, London knows. Like, London like YouTube, but
yeah,
the only but like we kept her to YouTube kids. Mm-hmm. But I remember like she figured out how to work it because she know how to spell and read shit. Because mm-hmm. I remember I was she would know like. Because in the car, we don't, you know, I got to listen to certain shit they listen to, and I'm not listening to kids bopping Disney princesses songs and shit like that. So I listen to these comic book stories or comics mm-hmm. explained. They just go through, like, comic books and shit. And they, like, looking at my phone and listening to the stories and shit. So, cool. So when she got her tablet and shit, like, that's the first thing she went to on YouTube. Like, well, she looked it up, figured it out. And she was like, hey, daddy, did you know this? Or did you know that? Or did you know this? And did you listen to this yet? Can we listen to that? And I'm like, damn, it's been like a day since you done had a tablet and you done already figured out how to work YouTube and find what you want to find.
And that's another thing. Like, our generation and their generation now is, like, they are exposed to so much more than we was exposed to. You know, only thing we had was HBO uncut shit like that. Now kids can fucking literally go on the internet within seconds and pick up porn or pick up whatever. Like, you know,
that's what I was listening to something that was talking about like addiction, and it was showing how kids like 20s 30s they like virgins, like they virgins, and they can't like, they addicted to sex and porn, but they virgins and they can't actually do anything with a woman.
It's
because
like they're asexual.
No, they really can't do nothing to a woman because it's not enough. Because it's like,
wow.
Because it's like they look like, as soon as you start looking at stuff, like you can just click on anything, you can mm-hmm. look up the wildest fucking porn ever. So regular. Just a female in front of you, it's like, well, that's not enough. I want to see this, like, and it's like, it's so crazy. Much, it's so much more you can do just by looking online that a regular female in front of you won't do nothing for you. Like, it's people that's like that, and it's like they've been exposed to this since they was the age of fucking 14, 16 years old. So by the time you like 25, imagine how deep your rabbit hole is. When we were, even like when I was a teenager, like, shit, you could find an old DVD.
We were still on tapes and stuff, like, back then.
You can type in any fetish now you want to type in at 16, and then you already into some outrageous shit.
Yeah.
It's basically, like, now it's too much, it's the worst era, but then it's also the best era. Like, we got so much information literally at our fingertips every day. And then we just got to filter that out to make sure we're getting the right information. Because we so flooded with information, we don't know what's true or what's not.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you can find out the answer to anything, but then you can also find out the answer to anything to fit your narrative, too. Mm-hmm. That's completely false. It's like...
So... do you plan on, like, when it comes to, like, that time when we have to have, like, a sex talk with the kids? I noticed that she was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not gonna participate in that. They girls, you gotta do that. Like, why do you say stuff like that? Like, do you feel that same way about your son? Like, no. Why would you be able to talk to your son but not be able to talk to our daughters?
No, I'm saying it's different because it's certain stuff that you gonna have to explain, because
right, I'm but not wouldn't you want to be there in the conversation?
Yeah, but there's certain stuff you have to explain because I don't know. Like, I don't.
I understand that, but it's like, still, it's self-explanatory when you're talking to a kid about sex. Like, it's boom, bang, bam. Like, you're going to want to tell them, wait or use protection or whatever. Why do you feel like you wouldn't be able to have that conversation alone? I'm not saying that you would, but I'm saying, like, if I happen to be at work and one of the girls come say, hey, well, what does this mean or what does that mean? You wouldn't be able to say.
It depends on what it is. If I can explain it, then okay. If I can't, then what is it
to explain to a child about sex that you wouldn't be able to say that I can?
If it's certain things,
that's specific, like saying
if it's specific to female, then
that's not sex. That's like period and stuff. Okay, I understand that. The period talk, okay. But sex, I feel like for girls, it would be better coming from a man anyways. I mean, not better, but like coming from your dad, like you could be like, okay, I'm a man. I know how this works. I know how guys think. This is, you know, like that. Like if we're trying to have the talk to convince them to stay a virgin or convince them to not have sex.
It just depends on what the question is. Like, yeah, I can have a conversation, but it depends on what it is. Like, I can't say what I'm going to say or I'm going to handle it because I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
Like, yeah, I know it's going to happen because honestly, the kids feel comfortable coming to me with stuff anyway. And it's like, when that come and they get older, like, of course, they still going to feel comfortable with me. At least I think. I don't know. Bro, you make
that thing. The kids think you mean as fuck.
Yeah, they think I'm mean as hell. Of course that. But, like, they come to me with stuff. Like, they ask me stuff.
I guess.
I'm going to ask the question. I answered it.
No. I said I guess. I'm not trying to say you're wrong or anything. I'm just saying. But yeah, double standards do exist, and I feel like they're going to exist just because how society says a woman should act, how society says a man should act. Like, it's always like this, oh, hot boys club, you know, you can get all these bitches, and then, but then if girls do it, they a hoe, you know? So it's like, why is that?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like both men, thing with Boosie, like Boosie again, like how he, oh yeah, I let my son see some titties and you know, like stuff like that. But she don't be like, yeah, I let my daughter see some dick. Like what? Like, come on. You would let your daughter see some dick?
No.
Oh, I thought that's what she was about to say.
What the fuck do I look like? No, I mean. That's like I said, that's that old school shit. Like, you supposed to, like.
So, for your son's 18th birthday, you take him to the strip club. Would you let me take the girls to the strip club on their 18th birthday? Look at you.
I'd be like.
He's sweating and shit.
I'd be like, hey, shit, do what you want to do.
No, you would. You would be mad about it.
Yeah, I would be. I ain't gonna lie. I'd be mad, but I'm like, they're 18, and you taking them, so what would I.
He's just fucked up. And like everybody, I know this sounds cliche, but it's like everybody always say the black woman is like the most disrespected. But it's like you think about it, it's like you got two strikes against you. You black and you're a woman. People already treat women like they shouldn't be able to do certain things or say certain things or be a certain way without being disrespectful to themselves. But then like here you go, a black woman too.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Nowhere, I just stood up.
Okay.
Can't stand up in my house.
Here you go. He didn't got tequila, so now he acting all ratchet.
No, I didn't. I'm still not even.
I'm joking. You wanna talk about anything else? You can go ahead and wrap it up.
I don't know what's up to you. I feel like it's short. Wrap it up? I feel like it was short.
That's okay. What's up with Wiz? Where is we at?
We ain't taking no deep dives into nothing.
I mean, I feel like we just took a deep dive. Like, when we was talking about kids and... you know what I didn't... That thing where you said about kids not being able to interact with the opposite sex because it's not enough, that's kind of scary. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just scary. Like, honestly... Never mind, I don't want to say this on the podcast, but I'll tell you later. But, like, that's scary. Like, you don't think that's scary? Like, that people are so invested. And I've seen this before because I watch True Life. Like, I've seen people be so invested in the internet and to the point where it, like, runs their life. But, like, you're so invested in, you know, internet porn and stuff that you can't actually... naturally be with the opposite sex. And
but you know, I think like we the last generation, like we grew up before, during, and after, like before the really real internet area,
yeah,
era, then when it was coming up, and now that it's like here, like we're the last humans that grew up like that. Like our kids,
they came into the world on it.
Like our kids don't know what the fuck a house phone is.
I remember when the internet started popping.
Remember when our kids like seen the little house phone and they didn't know what the fuck it was? Like, it's like, why does this phone got a cord on it? Like, where do you hook it up to?
Right.
Like,
they're like, they, it don't work. They never grew up in a house where we have phone jacks in this house. And grew up in a house where they actually had a house phone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the house phone
that's crazy.
It was a toy. They didn't know. They thought it was going to work. I'm like, no, I'm not hooked up to the wall. Like, they're like, what do you... We're like, what?
We should just get a house phone just to have one.
And just little stuff like that. Like, and then, like, touch screens. Like, Jordan for the longest, like, if she would touch... She would... Stuff that wasn't touch screen, she would get mad that it didn't work because she couldn't touch it. Like the
remember
TV.
She used to think the TV was touch screen.
Yeah, she used to get mad she couldn't change. Like, she used to... Like, on the Fire Stick, she would try to, like... scroll and shit, but it's on the TV, she'd get mad. Like, what? Like, it's not working like everything else.
I guess it's different times. That's kind of like people growing up, like, well, you know, back in our day, we didn't have TVs. You were born into the TV era. Yeah. I remember the lady that I worked with, she said that to me. She was like, do you remember when TVs were, you know, when TVs came out, when they got really big? I was like, no. She was like, yeah, I remember that. She's older. She's 99 and she has dementia. But she talks to me. She's like, do you remember when the television set came out? You remember that? I was like, no. I guess you think I'm old like her sometimes. I don't know. But yeah, it's kind of like that. Like, it's just newer times, I guess. But
it's just too much information.
Yeah, and it's only getting, like, it's going to get more and more by the year. Like,
it's getting worse because it's not regulated. Like, I understand, like, it's freedom of speech and expression, but it's just, like, you can make a video on anything on YouTube and sound educated. But that don't mean you educated, like the flat earth people. Like it's fucking videos that have you convinced the earth is flat? Like, they're like, well, damn, like, he sounds like, you know what you're talking about. He sounds real articulate and makes perfect sense. But the common person, I know, like, the fucking earth is not flat. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, I feel like we just went off on a tangent, but.
This one, I mean, maybe since this one is short, we can do, like, another one later on this week.
Probably.
Yeah, so nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com, nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com, nofilterpod on Instagram. If you're not already, follow us on Instagram. That's nofilterpod. Jesus. Did I say that Instagram right? Look it up real quick, 'cause I feel like it's underscore in there somewhere. I'm just forgetting. Terrible. Yeah, so give us some feedback on the show.
Yeah, we promise we about to get active again because...
Hey, you promise. Don't put nothing on me, shit.
But it's your idea.
I know, but don't say we promise because I don't want to... You know, I think we'll be okay. No. No, it's no filter pod, right?
I guess. Yeah, no filter pod.
Yeah, no filter pod. Follow us on Instagram. That's where all the shit happens. You got anything else? Any last words?
No, it just felt good to talk about shit and don't have to worry about the pandemic and the election and
all that weird shit. Since we almost died last week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let us know what you guys think about this episode. We are definitely going to try to get another episode in this week, next week, one of these weeks. Yeah, so arrest the cops that killed Breonna Taylor. And couldn't go ahead and get out of here. Thanks.
Yeah.
See y'all next time. Bye. Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast too if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.